This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Republican and Democratic congressional leaders expressed hope late Tuesday about reaching an agreement on a new round of coronavirus aid that has eluded U.S. lawmakers for months. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he thinks there is a genuine desire to come to an agreement. Without a deal, several key programs are set to expire at the end of the month, including unemployment aid that reaches 12 million out-of-work Americans and a rental eviction moratorium that is keeping an estimated 40 million Americans sheltered during the cold winter months. Funding for the U.S. government also is set to run out Friday when a short-term extension expires. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday President Donald Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. Many Americans received up to $1,200 in payments early this year to address the impact of business closures meant to control the spread of the pandemic. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed approval for another round of smaller stimulus checks. And speaking of the president-elect Biden, on Tuesday, he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work on together. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election a day after the Electoral College voted to confirm Biden's victory. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying all Americans can take pride that our nation has our first female vice president ever. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is